God is good. Amen. Amen. Well, we're back tonight to talk with you again about chemtrails. And I feel like I'm always bringing bad news, and then I remind myself, we're the intercessors. We're not going to cry into our tea. We're going to do something about the bad news. And God's helping us. So we've been
cheerful, so we appreciate it.
We've been stirring some things up, and there have been some counterattacks. So we're going to talk about the latest news on this tonight. But Jacob, Josiah, whoever's got our pictures, we've got some pictures to remind us of what these things are. This was taken in Yosemite Park in July 22nd. And so if you're wondering what these things look like, here is a classic example. Why don't you go ahead and go to the next one. This is Reno, Nevada on July 30th. That's an American flag, and it looks like it is not all the way to the top of the pole. I hope that's not a prophetic picture of the nation under the chemtrails. We're going to do something about that if it is. And the next one, please. This is Berlata, Spain, also in July this summer. And I just put it up there to remind myself and everyone else that chemtrails are not limited to the U.S. We're flying them over many, many nations in Europe, the NATO countries. There are 28 NATO nations. And interestingly, and to their credit, Italy, and I think it was it's either France or Switzerland, it might be French-speaking Switzerland, both nations, scientists have come out with some documentaries about what is going on in the skies over Europe, and they are screaming. There's an Italian senator demanding that we tell them what we are spraying them with, and we haven't done that yet. Next picture, please. All right, this is a satellite image. Does this look like a natural cloud formation to anyone in the room? Raise your hand if it does. I don't see any hands. Well, it's not. This is a cloud formation that has been sprayed on a grid, which is what they do, and then it has been hit with HAARP radio frequency signals. Now, these signals go over a range that includes microwaves. And by doing this, well, we're not exactly sure. They're not telling us why they're doing it. They're not even admitting that they're doing it. But all we have to do is look up, and we see the evidence of it. There's one more satellite picture. Let's take a look at that. Do you see the square within a square? I don't know if those are two different frequencies or I don't know, but it's an aerosolized cloud cover. I prefer, actually, instead of using the term chemtrails, to use the term geoengineering. And the reason that I prefer that is because it is a degreed science. You can go to a university and get a degree in geoengineering. Many of the federal agencies are calling it climate science. And after I listened to Nita talk about the Enlightenment and Sir Francis Bacon the other night, and how science has replaced God, I realized what has given the impetus to these climate scientists to do the damage that they're doing everywhere. Geoengineering is climate manipulation on a global scale. Russia and China are both involved in this as well as us. We're not the only ones. But after we have dismantled 127 nations of the earth and damaged their economies and enslaved their people in one way or another, you know, the scripture says that he who leads others into captivity will himself be led into captivity. and we are paying the piper for what has been done. Climate engineering began in the late 40s, and we've had 70 years of experimentation being done on us. Other names for this, and by the way, chemtrails is the best descriptor, but it has been connected with the term conspiracy theory, and that's one of the reasons I like to avoid using it. We talk about chemtrails here, everybody knows what we're talking about, but we have the CIA to thank for actually weaponizing the phrase conspiracy theory. Back in the early 60s, when the Warren Commission was investigating the John Kennedy assassination, they weaponized this term to keep any other agencies from asking questions about their findings. And of course, the Warren Commission was a whitewash of that whole situation. Hollywood also helped. They came out with a couple of movies that I had missed, but I discovered there were some. Where, you know, some fantastical scheme took place and chemtrails were blamed. So the word smacks of conspiracy theory. Okay, these include nanoparticulates. And a nanometer is 1/1 billionth of a meter. So these things are almost impossible to see to the naked eye, but they go up in cloud formation. I need to also tell you that, you know, the pictures that we looked at first, let's go back to the very first one, if we could, for a moment, where you see these obvious and conspicuous grid marks, and they're flying a computerized grid, so they're equally spaced apart. Occasionally, you'll see them crossing each other and making an X, but we were back here in this area. We live in the Seattle area, but we were back here in April. And we'd been out to Loudoun County to visit some friends, and we were going east on Route 50, and it was a clear, sunny Sunday afternoon when I realized that there were planes in the sky, and they were flying a pattern, but I couldn't find any of these telltale striations, these chemtrails. And I began to realize we'd heard what was coming last January was going to be an invisible type of chemtrail, and that's what they were spraying. So you really have to study the sky on a clear day, a reasonably clear day where you live, and recognize that silvery or milky white aura that is left after these things dissipate and cover 20,000 miles of sky. We hardly ever see bright blue skies any longer. They're milky white or silvery. I seem to see them that way. But that was what the sky looked like that day coming in from Loudoun County, and I knew they were spraying. They were covering the sky. This has resulted in anywhere from a 20 to 30% reduction in the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth. And so a lot of the climate scientists refer to this as solar radiation management. They want to reflect back the sunlight to prevent global warming. And in actual fact, spraying this stuff in the sky is increasing global warming. It's having a reverse effect, but that's not the story that is being told. This is known as weather warfare. We have the atmosphere being saturated with these nanometal particulates that are aerosolized and sprayed out of the backs of planes because they make the skies more conductive to carry out what the HARP ionospheric heaters are doing. And by the way, many of you may know that the HARP station in Galcona, Alaska, was actually purchased by Raytheon and then given to the University of Alaska a little over a year ago, and they probably can't afford to run it, the University of Alaska, but there are 24 other HARP stations around the world, and there are 18 barge-mounted HARP devices that they can float around and move around the nations of the Earth and triangulate positions and shoot the sky wherever they want to. So again, we're not sure because there's no official admission that this is even happening. But they are creating a conductive atmosphere that produces more frequent lightning. The electromagnetic atmosphere creates a plasma where you stir up the electrons by shooting them with the RF waves. And there is both defensive and offensive military potential for what they're doing. We're not sure which or both. And aircraft cloaking technology is possible. You can hide actual aircraft or objects in the sky behind this. And then there's the issue of surveillance. Now, nobody officially admits that they're doing this, but the Navy says if we were doing it, it would help us do over-the-horizon surveillance and communications. Because with the curvature of the Earth, radio waves flatten out eventually, and they don't go very far. That's why you've got local television radio stations, and you've got to rebroadcast and carry that signal across. But if they've got an electromagnetic metallic atmosphere, theoretically those waves will bounce back and forth like a ball. It would hit the ceiling, this thing, the plasma, hit the Earth, bounce back up, down, and so forth. So people are speculating about what is going on. The results of 70 years of this are that the hydrological or the rain cycle has been interrupted, and we've got historic drought on four continents. 2014 was the hottest year on record globally since I think it was 1883 we started keeping weather records. And then in 2015, it broke the 2014 records, and this year started out with the hottest January and February ever recorded. So we're still climbing. The world's groundwater is being depleted at a rapid rate. In the Pacific Northwest, where we're from, where some measurements have been conducted, our soil is now 15 times more alkaline than it was naturally before this stuff started contaminating. We're seeing bee populations die off. We're seeing fish and bird die-offs. And basically environmental devastation. And this is part of the reason. This is a large part of the reason. Cyclonic or hurricane suppression and augmentation are both happening. And they are able to directionally change the direction of storms that are incoming. I couldn't help but watch Hurricane Matthew last week, aimed for Florida. And I don't know if you're aware, but Florida must be won by the individual who takes the White House. It is that critical to the contest. And so here is this Hurricane Matthew aimed directly at Florida. And they can direct these things. Now, no one has admitted that we're doing this. Nobody is able to opt out. Nobody is able to choose not to breathe the air that is contaminated. But they're doing it, nonetheless, whether or not they're admitting it. Forest fires are on the increase. Crops are dying. Remember, we said the sunlight has been reduced. And I listened to an audio recording between a reporter and a man who worked at a NASA office, I think it was somewhere in Virginia. And she was expressing her concern and kind of playing dumb to see how much information he would give her, because there have been reports, and again, no official admission that any of this is happening or has been for 70-some years. But she was asking him about the lithium that is reportedly included in the spraying of these chemtrails. And he admitted to it, assuring her that it was completely harmless to spray lithium into our air over population centers. Now, lithium salts have been used for decades to treat bipolar disorder, otherwise known as manic depression, used to be called that. And this gentleman actually did admit that he knows it's a bit tricky to dose it correctly medically. but it's perfectly harmless to spray it into our air. And the effect of lithium on a person who has very high highs and very low lows is to level them off emotionally. So what do you think they intend this for us? I think so. If you can control the weather, you can control the food supply, you can control where people live, because if you totally drought out California, no one will be able to stay there. And you can control the population. If you do this globally, you've got control of the world. Recently, in fact, I just read this yesterday, and it was so important I had to bring it to you. An employee from the Oak Ridge Laboratory in Tennessee, on the record, said this: they'll try to hide these programs as long as possible because the liability is incomprehensible. And people are beginning to wake up. People are becoming aware of what is going on. That's why they've made these things invisible. And by the way, they're spraying around the clock, and they're spraying something different at night than they are in the daytime. I can't tell you what. I just know that the constitution of what's in those sprays is different. Afghanistan and Libya are experiencing a one in 1,000 year drought. A 1,000 year drought. Now, what's going on in Afghanistan? We're there militarily. What went on in Libya? We took out Gaddafi, and our Democratic candidate for president boasted about it and laughed. So don't tell us we're not using our ability to regulate the weather and drought out nations politically. There is an agenda. The oceans are involved, and I think it was about 2 years ago when we were in Kansas City, Nita, that you had that vision of that cloud out across the Pacific Ocean. And we were trying to discern what was going on, and that was kind of what launched all of this research onto what they're doing in the atmosphere. But we know that if the oceans die, life on land will also die. And at that time, Nita heard from the Lord that we had maybe 17 years left to survive. We are so close to a snowballing mass extinction event on the Earth that it's beyond serious. And that was 2 years ago. There's been a toxic algae bloom in the Pacific that stretches from Southern California to the Aleutians. There have been collapses of fisheries. Last fall and winter's salmon run in California, in the Sacramento River, I think it was down 95%. In Washington State, last winter, we lost 9.2 million in the razor clam harvest and $84 million in the crab harvest. Also yesterday, and this was off the record, but one Air Force personnel who's involved in this program of spraying the skies, he's part of the geoengineering programs, he's told that they must sign a confidentiality agreement containing provisions for legal enforcement if they talk about what they're doing. They are trying so hard to keep the lid on this thing. They're afraid the public is going to protest in the streets and go after our elected officials with torches and pitchforks, I think. And maybe they should be gone after. Last Christmas Eve, we had 40 degrees and rain at the North Pole, while it was minus 20 in the lower 48 and snowing. We have artificial snowstorms that are being created to keep the public confused about whether the Earth is warming or cooling. And we've known since 1947 that barium fluoride would ice nucleate at above freezing temperatures. So you could create ice from water when it's really too warm to freeze it. But the problem with barium fluoride is it's a brain toxin. And both the Russians and the Germans added fluoride to the water, the drinking water of their POWs, to keep them docile and stupid. And it does permanent damage. Do we wonder why the prognostications are that by 2025, one in two children will be born with autism? Aluminum nanoparticulates is a primary composition of what is being sprayed, and it's been long, long since known to be a neurotoxin. It does brain damage. Alzheimer's is also on the rise. Something interesting has happened with weather forecasting. The Rothschilds own the Weather Channel and have done for several years. But in 2011, they purchased a 70% share in what is called Weather Central, which is a weather modeling business. And Weather Central owns weather reporting in the US, Canada, Mexico, China, and 21 other nations. So we've got one weather modeling organization in the hands of private control that prognosticates or forecasts, if you can call it that. They're really creating the weather and then telling us what they're going to send to us, is what it boils down to, and where it's going to hit. And they're pretty accurate. But we've got one in the hands of private control and another in the hands of a defense contractor called Raytheon. They are the third largest defense contractor in the US, and Raytheon supplies weather modeling to the National Weather Service and NOAA, two federal agencies. I thought the National Weather Service was responsible to send out, and they do send out, the weather forecast to all the print media, the television, radio stations, and the internet. But they're not doing their own weather modeling. It's coming through Raytheon, who also owns the HARP patent, who also owns General Dynamics, the world's largest manufacturer of unmanned aerial vehicles, otherwise known as drones. And all of those drones are connected to their computer network system, and they're selling the weather models. So, the fox is watching the hen house. If you've noticed, you know, on your television weather forecast, you used to see the satellite imagery, not exactly like those black and whites that we had up a few minutes ago, but we used to see what was coming off of the ocean or coming across the country, and we could see that in a few days, yes, that cloud will come and we'll have rain, we'll have snow, what have you. But they've stopped doing that, and they're doing an animated graphic now. And the reason for that is because the chemtrails were visible on the satellite pictures. And people were calling their local stations and saying, what is that? What are those white lines? Oh, the Air Force is doing some kind of exercise. And so they've removed it, so no one asked questions. In 1978, during the Vietnam War, we were already practicing cloud seeding. And what we did was extend the rainy season over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in order to turn it into mud so that the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, could not get their military supplied on the southern side. And then we had the poor sense to boast about what we had done. There was an international uproar. This was against the Geneva Conventions of fair warfare, as it were. And as a result, in 1978, 76 nations, including the United States, signed the Environmental Modification Treaty, banning weather warfare, which is exactly what it is. Anytime you put toxic chemicals into the air that people are going to breathe, that people are going to swallow in their drinking water, and going to eat in whatever they grow in their soil, this is warfare. against the population. And we signed it as well. So how does DARPA, Department of the Army, Department of the Navy, and 60 other plus, more than 60 other, private corporations get away with doing this 24/7 every day of the year? And they've been doing it like this since the late 90s. How do they do that? Well, the Secretary of Defense may not conduct any test or experiment involving the use of a chemical or biological agent on a civilian population. That's the law. There's an exception. Any peaceful purpose that is related to medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity is allowed. But they haven't admitted that they're doing it to us. Also in 1978, I think as a result of what happened in Vietnam, Congress got nervous because they had at that point been really working the Northeast with the chemtrails, with the geoengineering. And recently, the Freedom of Information Act released this congressional report from May of 1978. I just want to give you some high points. They already knew, and this is in the report, that cloud seeding was responsible for a 5-year drought in the Northeast. Isolated sections had experienced 18 years of drought at that point, 1978. Rainfall was down by 30%. Crop production losses in Franklin County, Pennsylvania alone amounted to $50 million in 1978 dollars. Now listen closely. Mental retardation and insanity are traceable to cloud seeding chemicals. They admitted this in 1978. It's in the congressional record. Poisoning of all living matter is directly related to cloud seeding. Emphysema is 3 times higher in the heavy sprayed areas. Cancer virulently out of proportion, and financial losses to agriculture and related industries run into the billions. The atmosphere, listen carefully, has been rendered completely biologically incompatible with all living matter, which includes animals and plants. And of course, us. Congress was only concerned about their legal liability for damages, lawsuits. Last December, 5 Ohio congressmen from both houses and both sides of the aisle requested recapitalization funds. I don't think the budget has been passed yet, so I don't know if they've gotten this unless, I mean, all this stuff is being done in black ops budgets where there's no accountability and no limits. But anyway, they requested this. They wanted to purchase a fleet of a minimum of 10 new aircraft tankers, C-130Js, to replace the old ones, which were worn out, for an Air Force Reserve continuation of, quote, their DOD, Department of Defense, mandated specialized spraying mission. In a press release letter, these senators and congressmen gave as their primary reason for continuing these important missions was to control disease-carrying insects. Now let's think about this for a minute. They're talking about destroying bugs, exterminating bugs. What self-respecting mosquito is out looking for a bite of lunch at 40,000 feet? Who do you think is up there to bite? So who are the bugs? You got it. They won't admit it, but they're spraying us to control us. And so I want you to look around, because if we're the bugs, you are all sitting in a room full of praying mantises. We have to laugh, folks. Jesus is our only hope, but we do have to laugh. In February, on the Thursday before Justice Scalia went to that Texas ranch where he died on Saturday, 2 days later, the Supreme Court gave an initial decision voting 5-4 against the promises that Obama made at the Paris Climate Change Conference in December. This was in February, 2 days before his death, indicating that they were going to veto, they were going to strike down the promises he made to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. There are 27 states right now suing the federal government for Obama's intended plan within the Clean Power Act, which, by the way, was another executive order to the EPA to reduce these greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% from 2005 levels within by 2025. Almost an impossible standard to reach in industrialized states. And there are 27 states suing. But what are we left with now since the death of Scalia? We're left with an equally balanced court, 4-4. They will not be able to overturn this unless we get the conservative appointees when God establishes Donald Trump in office. When we get, yeah. Thank you, John. Right now, the National Weather Service employees, the NOAA employees, and the Department of Commerce employees are operating under a gag order. They are not permitted to talk about the weather. Everybody talks about the weather, except the National Weather Service. They can't talk about it. Now, their unions have gone to legal counsel because this is actually an illegal gag order. They are mandated by the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act to report to the Inspector General or to Congress any violation of any law, rule, regulation, mismanagement, gross waste of funds, or abuse of authority, or a substantial and specific danger to public health or safety. They're mandated, and they have their civil rights as well. But right now, they are operating under a gag order, and their legal counsel mandated this. So they've been given a slap on the wrist, and they've been told to retrain their leadership. But nothing further has taken place. They still cannot talk about this. Some are. The climate is imploding globally. The economy is following. The banksters are increasingly desperate in their quest for total control, remaining control of Earth's natural resources, and control of the collapsing climate system. Their solution is war. That's what they're pushing for. And I mentioned to you that Afghanistan was one of the nations that was droughted out. Syria is another one, and that has precipitated a lot of the Euro migration. All right. There's something going around called the chemtrail flu. It is filling hospital emergency rooms in areas of heavy spraying in the days following. And a Dr. Len Horowitz, who's a university-trained medical researcher, says it's neither bacterial, viral, it doesn't cause a fever, and it drags on for weeks, if not months, with general malaise, sinus congestion, drainage, cough, fatigue, so forth. Now, interestingly, the Armed Forces Research Institute of Pathology registered for a patent for a pathogenic mycoplasma that is causing the epidemic, according to Horowitz. Mycoplasma is not a fungus, bacteria, or a virus, but it goes deep into the cell nuclei, thereby making it very difficult for the immune system to mount a defense. And so we're staying sicker longer. And when we're at the point of having compromised immune systems, which is what we've got, the chemtrails then adds layer upon layer upon layer to our weakened immune system. You know, they're saying we've got to go to a single-payer health insurance thing where the federal government controls and regulates all of our health care, because people are sicker today than they thought they would be when Obamacare came in. The intent has always been socialized medicine, government health care, but we truly are sicker from what's going on. And you know, the Iron Mountain Report, I'm not sure what year that was put out, but it was a military warfare plan. The Rockefeller family was a major player in world genocide and population reduction. And they have historically funded eugenics, racial hygiene, depopulation, genocide, family planning, maternal and child health, and own the pharmaceutical companies that produce the drugs. So as we grow sicker, they intend for us to buy their medicines so we can be bankrupted on our way out. In January, a University of Michigan study came out, and again, never admitting that this is what we're doing, but they said if we instituted solar radiation management or geoengineering to cool the climate, which by the way should naturally be cooling when it heats up, because we should have more rainfall and more storms that would cool it. That's not happening because man has gotten in the middle of it. But the study said we really should not do this. If we're thinking about it, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. Until we have some reversal mechanisms in place for the toxins that everybody's going to get sick with. And they identified the toxins that are being, you know, found in independent laboratory tests from what's coming down from the sky. But they said we're not doing it, and we shouldn't until we know how to reverse the damage. They said there's substantial evidence that a host of adverse human health effects will directly result from climate change. Very little has been done to describe the potential human health impacts. And based on our analyses, we submit that the current knowledge gaps do not justify dispersal of this stuff. They found that the components of what's in these chemtrails led to laryngeal cancer, respiratory, metabolic, and neurologic abnormalities, pharmacokinetic information, sublethal exposure to carbonyl sulfide resulted in vertigo, amnesia, confusion, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cardioarrhythmia, weakness, muscle cramps, and unconsciousness. Aluminum oxide, wheezing, impaired lung function, pulmonary fibrosis, dilation, and hypertrophy of the right side of the heart, and so on. I mean, it gets worse. It does get worse. One disorder that you may have heard about, it's called Morgellons disease. It's never been studied because Congress doesn't want it to be studied, basically. They attempted to satisfy some demands from California by conducting a study that was underfunded and then ignored. And it was studied in a healthcare system that was already looking at the symptoms of the Morgellons patients and sending them to the psychiatric department. People with Morgellons experience a sensation of bugs, worms, or crawling ants under their skin. Lesions itch, bleed, and fester, exuding a kind of film that covers the wounds and prevents them from healing. Something like white cotton balls form on the surface of the skin, and colored threads or fibers, pink, blue, and black, grow through the lesions. Other symptoms include short-term memory problems, clouded thoughts, and emotional fatigue. Typical diagnosis: delusional parasitosis. Go see the psychiatrist. The Morgellons Research Foundation was formed. That was the study that was given $300,000 and 2 years later closed and ignored. But I want to give you just a summary of the findings on Morgellons. The fibers, some of them, contain fluorescent properties and proteins from highly unusual non-human organisms, almost all of which have had their genomes entirely studied and published. They come out of a laboratory, folks. They're man-made. The organisms that produced the proteins were genetically manipulated and tagged in some laboratory for unknown reasons. The proteins that come with the organisms make biofilms and violacin, both of which disable the human immune system, cause East Coast fever, otherwise known as Lyme disease, and can insert random genes into our human cells. Further, Morgellons victims test positive for agrobacterium, widely used to genetically modify plants and which also modifies human cells. Again, there must be a lab involved. Whether by design or by accident, Morgellons was man-made. And meanwhile, people are suffering and dying and infecting their family and their neighbors and committing suicide. I said our prayers were having an impact, and they have been. On the 25th of July, a 60-day notice was issued from the Legal Alliance to Stop Geoengineering. This was a group in Northern California working with pro bono lawyers, attorneys, who saw the evidence that they had documented. And they sent this notice, this 60-day notice of intent to bring a lawsuit, to three pages of federal agency heads. I just want to give you a feel for who they are. Ashton Carter, Secretary of Defense, General Mark Welsh, Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force, Chief of Naval Operations, Administrator of the FAA, NASA, National Weather Service, NOAA. And then they also listed some people in Northern California because they were looking at the state level too, because this came out of California. But it has national implications. If this lawsuit goes through and is effective, it will be replicated all across the land. City of Redding, Public Works Director, Coast Guard, EPA. Okay, that's California, Monterey. And notice was also given to Loretta Lynch, Attorney General of the United States, and Attorney General of California. Now, the intent was to file an actual lawsuit within 60 days or so. That was July 25th. This is like a chess game. I was so excited when I saw the news about this intent to file this lawsuit. I said, our prayers are being heard. God is answering. We're going to get some defense for the people. However, on September 21st, Obama authorized a presidential memorandum on climate change and national security. He brought together all of these same agency heads and Department of Defense heads, the usual suspects, and they sat down around a table, and I don't know what they did, but the end of it is, this memorandum is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities, its officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. Signed, Barack Obama. He just gave everybody full immunity from prosecution. So our work is not done, but our prayers are being heard, and they're going to be answered. Amen. The alternative is not acceptable. If they are not, If people knew what we were facing, a mass extinction event, many people are not stable emotionally enough to handle that news. And they're trying to keep the lid on until the last possible moment. And I don't know if we'll be dropping dead like flies in the street. I don't know what that moment will be. But we're going to pray. We're going to pray. You know, I mentioned that the sunlight reaching the earth is 20 to 30% reduced. Well, that's called global dimming. And as I said, it affects our crop production. But the winds are also reduced because we're not getting the benefit of the convection effect that runs the jet stream around the earth. And the harp heater is changing the direction of storms and so forth. So we need God to restore the sunlight to the earth, to restore the winds to the earth, and to send his rain to correct this drought. Amen. And that's what I would like to pray about tonight. The slides, the pictures of the chemtrails that were up here, came from a website called geoengineeringwatch.org. And since we will not be doing any ongoing teaching on the subject, that's a site that I can really endorse for its credibility and its research. So you might want to track it. They were working on the lawsuit, and I'm still watching the site for additional information. It's geoengineeringwatch.org. And I want to credit the information that I brought about the whistleblowers at Oak Ridge and the Air Force gentleman to Dane Wigington, the man who started that website, geoengineeringwatch.org. So thanks.